Say hey, Chanel.
Yep. I thought Jane was on tonight.
No. Jane?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm glad you've come, cuz this is as far as I can get. Cuz
Why?
yours got my other keys.
Did you say heating was on?
Yeah, I just put it on. The next time I take a delivery,
Yeah?
if there's no fucking cellar key, it's stopping outside on the promenade. I am not lugging it up these pissing stairs again.
Well, who had the cellar key? Oh, you had it cuz it's cleaning the light. Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Friday. This lot.
Why are all the lights out?
Because they haven't put the bulbs back in.
Brilliant.
And you got a shotgun from last night, so I've got no idea.
Why didn't you just leave it in the inside the front foyer?
What, on Friday?
Yeah.
And
oh, of course.
And stop till opening
yeah,
time
so
at 8?
They were still here. Well, when did Huey turn up? He was meant to be here at 1 o'clock, 1:30.
He turned up at my front door at 4:30.
Well, I've actually got a spare cellar key. I mean, no, Jean's got one as well.
Jeff, Mick and having a problem with transport, so I rang APA Disco shouting and screaming at Alistair about, if I sit here any longer you're going to have to chip me off, I'm frozen. Granada hadn't got any change. I've got 10 quid's worth of bits and pieces, that's all I could get.
Well, haven't we got any from last night?
Very little. I took £85 to get change.
Well, yeah, £2.50 is very little.
£12.50. I've got a tenner's worth in here. In all sorts. Yeah. I'm gonna be going to the shop and changing a note every time for the change.
Oh, come on, well, if Huey gets here, I suppose we can try.
What about being ringing on at the Royal? And I'll nip down and get it.
Yeah.
Ken's not coming until 10:30. I said it was alright. He's got a family, works, party thing. He's got to show his face out.
Right.
So I said, well, please make sure you're in before you have to go up on the bus. And he said he would. Because he's only spun about for the first hour anyway.
That's true. What's Anne's number at the Royal? Do you know it offhand? No, it's not in the book, I don't think.
Isn't it?
Jean will be here, won't she? She's at the
conference, is cancelled.
No, yeah, no, she's at the no, Anne's at the sportsman's dinner as well. It's the Northwest.
Well, won't there be Charlie or Bob will be in, surely?
I think Rob's gone with her. Charlie will be in, but I don't get on with him. I wonder when Huey's going to wander in.
Royal, lots of them. Carlisle, Kirby Lonsdale, Morecambe, Marine Road, 257.
It's not the one I've got, well that's probably the
No, 257 Marine Road, does that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 410861.
Mm. Charlie?
Charlie's barman, he comes in here.
Is he the guy with the tash? Is he Rob's brother?
I don't know if he's his brother or not. Yeah, he's the older of the two.
He's the landlord, I mean, he's the licensee with
no,
Rob. There's
Rob's
two of them. No, there's two of them.
Yeah,
Rob and some the other guy.
Charlie,
is it? Granada not have any change?
Because they usually say ring after one. So I rang at 1:30 and they dented all the machines and everything. Presumably security guard. You'll need that downstairs tonight.
What?
It's just fucking cold down there. Believe me, it's cold down there.
Don't get cups of tea coming down every 30 minutes.
Got any milk? Got any tea?
I can run home and get some.
No, you can't, because Ken's not coming in till 10:30.
Eh?
What's
up, that time?
Yeah, it was 5:00 this morning when we got out of here.
Was it?
What for now? Why this time?
It's dripping down. They brought the big bloody amps back last night, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's only about 3:30 the week before.
Yeah, that was the little amp. Yeah, the big amps back was just 10 pound in there in all sorts. And the 7.
What are we like for stock?
We need pills.
She never said that today.
Well, what we got delivered yesterday was all we had, apart from a few bottles.
Yeah, I know that.
And it was a 400-500.
No. Because I brought 3 crates of pills the day before, for Thursday.
Were they in the cellar?
No, they were. Oh, no, we brought them up and put them on the shelf.
Oh, well, everything's up.
Is everything up out of the cellar?
Hi.
Hewitt,
Hewitt. Have we got anything in the cellar?
Simon's in the cellar, isn't it?
Well, then we can check. What?
Could you change that?
What is it?
It's a gyro.
Well, yeah, I can at some
stage. Well, it's that little lad that hangs around with Chris's.
Chris is looking for you.
Yeah, he's just been up.
Is it?
It's a gyro for £79.
Well, I can't at the moment, can
I? No, obviously, so.
Yeah.
4.5 cases of pills.
Would you want to go on the solitary as well?
Yeah, well hang on a
sure
second.
Sure, what's on there.
Hang on a sec, Hewitt, before we do that, do you think we'll be able to get any change from what?
Yeah, do you want to go down the street?
Yeah, I mean...
I said to Laura last night, we'll be so money. That's not what
yeah, well, no,
Terry... That's the problem.
Terry took...
Well, what's that?
That's the office key.
Terry took...
Oh, that's Jean's office key.
Terry took some money, but she couldn't get any change. Can you just stick that in the till, Terry, can you?
You've got to come down
with you. Yeah, I'll come down with you. What have you got here?
75.
Oh,
85 altogether.
Basically, we need pounds and
everything.
50s.
Everything. Everything. We've got plenty of copper. Don't
we? Were absolutely stuck. We hadn't even.
We were
last giving night,
30 or 40p in copper.
That's all we could do.
Well, I've got Jean's office key now. Oh, and Jean's front door key.
Get Terry, get security to give you a hand, get the shutters open, at least
Then
you're ready. Hewitt?
Yeah.
So, last night was reasonably busy, was it?
Oh, fucking good night, a great atmosphere.
Was it? Yeah, Gene said there was about 200 in. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Gene said there was about 200 in or something.
Well, Ken said 350, but there was no way there was 350. They reckon it was about 190.
I mean, he gave 50 comps away.
Yeah.
They still never hit the West End, but we're all, you know, the Shorten line never hit any of that work on there. None of them, anyway. Where's the app?
Yeah, where's he gone? Come back.
Have you been in the chambers with him?
Yeah, come on. It's gonna be 11 o'clock-ish before I'm gonna have any money. Yeah, do you wanna just see if there's anything in there? Then? Oh yeah. No, I don't think there is, but 5 cases of.
No, there can't be anything there because Terry actually brought it all upstairs as soon as the brewery got it yesterday.
Wait, we bring everything up.
I brought a barrel of lorry from downstairs, and there, that's all that we had. So
case of cans of pills? Just about 4 or 5 cases. It probably will actually. I mean, we only go through 8 normally on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we saw the lot last night.
Wait, have we got any red stripes?
Not a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, we've got some red stripes, but we're a couple of cases or something.
I don't know, I'm not sure about it. Terry said she was doing a stock, that's why I left her too.
Where are we going?
Well, dance upstairs, but the arcade's beside it. Hopefully it'll still be open.
4 to 10 at that moment. 10 to 10?
I think it's 10 to 20.
So we need pound coins, 50s.
You'll need 40 pound coins.
We need 40 of pounds.
Well, that's a lot. Okay.
We need 20 of
50s.
Yeah, we do. 10 for the front door, 10 for the till. That's 60, and 15 quid of tens. And you've got a couple we can use for 5p's, haven't we?
Yeah.
Actually, if we can get any more, I've got another 20 quid. Is it open?
Okay.
Yeah. 75 there. 40
for pound coins.
Yeah.
20 and 50s. And the rest
in
tens.
Yeah.
Or
20s.
I'll get
20s
and
10s
if I can.
Well, yeah, it doesn't really
matter, does it? Oh, we're fucking stuck. 30 quid and 10 and stuff. I might get 40 coins at the Empire, Paul. He's speaking to me.
Well,
you give me some a couple of months ago. I'll have a team going down.
Well, he wants me.
What's that?
He wants me. I mean, he wants to do me a favour anyway, Paul. So he might. You know, I mean, if you say.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, for us, he will. Peter's all right. He'll cash you. I got 30 answers. Oh, Jesus. Don't put, 75 you give me the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I thought I'd give him a private shirt. Man.
No, she's at this. follow him across the beach. Yeah.
Oh, right, I'm done. Afterwards.
Yeah. What do we want? Well,
I've got 45 now. We want pawn coins and.
What are we doing there?
I don't really know what he's giving you. A lot of tens. Like, they'll do even instead of 50 from the front door, you just get them in pies.
Yeah, I soon get some 50s back. I mean, it just needs some early on, that's all.
Yeah, 20. Well, a bag of 20. Yeah, 30. So you've got 20 in tens, 10 and 20.
Best way, just down straight.
Yeah.
I'll turn it round. Right there. Half 10, did you say?
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only 13 kills in Red Stripe left. 4.5 cases in the pool.
So that's 205 cases.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some firms do or something on apparently that he's got. Should make an appearance at or something. I mean, nothing happens to.
No, I just say, well, that's like up to half 10, really, you don't need anybody, you know.
Well, it's just when. It's basically going for the bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
you get the odd
straggler
in like them,
taking
it up.
Yeah. Great, they were sat there with the. The canter.
Well, I saw him coming door at this end, and I thought, oh, I'll follow him, see if they've gone back out. And they were sat on the floor, well, it must have been behind the back.
Yeah.
And I looked. Yeah. Did bear that,
you know. Oh, yeah. Well, one of them went to. One of them went to the toilet or something and left an open full can there, and Huey just picked it up. Oh, thank you.
He said, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No,
I think it was just over 200, I don't think it was.
I'd say it was about 350.
Yeah. I think she's getting carried away a bit there.
Probably.
She's probably trying to impress on us how hard she worked. I didn't think it was your type of music.
This isn't really. Isn't it? I can stand this better than that other stuff.
Why? What is your type of music?
Status Quo, Genesis, Fleetwood Mac, then a bit of Motown only. Some of this isn't bad.
Better than Thursday night when Mick's doing it, when he's doing his sort of thrash metal for an hour and a half solid. Bit heady going. I sound like my mum and dad though when I'm criticising it, you know. All sounds the same, it's just a noise. You can't hear the words. You sound like your mum and dad criticising the music in the 60s and 70s.
90% at recording charts today, they've no words anyway, haven't they? It's all music.
No, that's right. So, anyway, it's not even that, is it? It's all computerised. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just electrical effects, really.
Would you let Dawn's brother in tonight?
If I knew who the hell Dawn's
brother
was.
Well, I told him to say.
He's late.
He's a bit skinny, get his glasses and one.
Have you got some change?
But nobody else.
Yeah, a bit. My hero, shut up.
Rock and roll. Your hero.
Yui?
Yeah?
How are we off for Newquay?
We've got loads, we never sold money last night.
Oh.
We never sold
them
what we came
last night. Right, okay. So what time are you coming next week?
Jeans impress again this week, in season.
Oh yeah.
They just
want to
leave her alone,
I think. Same. She sounds like a right wimp though. My anguish, my life shattered, she ought to say. Well, the last thing I'll do, I'll get Mr.
Take him
out
back out.
Yeah.
Redevelopment starts in autumn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well, it's not exactly bluff, but it's a case of what they hope will happen. Really. I mean, I don't think sort of the suspended thing. But I mean, they're just all they're saying. They just want an apology from Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't possibly. You know, because they can't accuse just Gene of corruption. They've got to accuse the Development Corporation of corruption as well. You know, because you can't be corrupt just on one person. You've got to have two people playing. To, you know, so that to you know, and as said, you know, we don't need to bribe anybody to come into Morecambe.
No.
I mean, you know, nobody else would come in. I mean, that's not the point. You know.
Nobody wants to come here and spend money, do they?
No. I think it affected last week though, because the Friday night was well down. I mean, there was only about 90 to 100 people in last Friday. I think it was all the speculation in the press that we'd sold the premises that it sort of gave the impression that perhaps might be on. You know, some people might not think we were open even.
Well, that's what a lot said on Saturday. They didn't think they'd be open, you know, when they come to see, you know, Friday was open, of course.
And if you're coming through from Lancaster, you know, it's a fair old dragging it after the pubs are closed on the off chance. I mean, because if you get here, what the hell do you do? It's not as if you've got an alternative, is it?
No.
You know, if you're going to come here, you're not the kind, on a Saturday night, you're not the kind of clientele that's going to go to the Empire or Crystal Tees or anything. So you've got to trip all the way back into Lancaster to go to the Alex.
Mm-hmm. putting a bus on was proof that he was open, like, he's going to put a bus on.
No, that's right.
So.
How do?
Oh, hello, Mark.
Must be cold, he's got his gloves off.
Bloody freezing up there.
Is the heat? Are we sure the heating's on?
Terry turned it on.
I know, I just wonder sometimes why Terry turning things on.
Last cold.
Last time she put the ventilation on instead. Can you just hang about here and I'll just go and check? But it blasting cold air out for an hour. Anyway, you're a southerner, Mark.
What about it?
Well, you're a wood, you're a blooming big girl. You can't stand the cold. So there's people up there in their underpants.
Well, I won't be due to the climate. Am I right in thinking that we're having some new speakers?
Yes. Why? Well, what we're doing is putting the we're putting the tannoy system back.
Right.
Into operation. Well, you know the original system that was in there, the four speakers around the dance floor and the two big bass bins.
Mm.
Get them speakers moved up.
Because they kept blowing up before, they didn't know those, if I remember rightly.
Well, yeah, but it was only really, we had those soul DJs in that were blowing them, that was the problem. And they shouldn't blow.
Sort of mild-mannered rock DJs can look after the speakers.
True. I hear you were at the Empire the other night.
I was indeed, yes. Just sniffing about, you know, see what's going on.
How many were in?
400 or so.
It's not bad, is it?
Wednesday night. So I thought I was quite impressed. I thought, you know, he's be doing something right. He's bussing them down from the campus.
How much is it to get in?
£1. Cheap drinks.
Yeah, but I mean, it's £1 a pint or something, isn't it?
Yeah, £1 a pint for line and £1.20 for pearls. That's.
I mean, so they're still making a reasonable markup on that.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, well, not a reasonable markup. You're still making money on the drinks. It's not as if you like selling the cost and making a few pence on each drink.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I never set foot in the place before since that time we went round before it was open.
No, really?
So I've got my band playing down there in a couple of weeks. You know, Lion Birds.
Oh, your lads.
Yeah, that's the never band on that Nine Lions court last year.
Was that the one that had some problems with the rugby club?
Yeah, they were standing in the front of them going. I don't think they were very amused.
A band or a rugby club?
Well, both, by all accounts. I don't know, the usual pissed up wanker bit, you know, that rugby players tend to do.
Mm. Yes.
They're only small lads, you know, sort of playing guitars and stuff. I don't think they were going to say anything.
Because there's only a couple of, they only had a couple of security on, didn't they?
Oh,
the
I know.
So, yeah. Nigel was saying that they only had a couple of, you know, because
it's hard to tell. The manager's a bouncer, isn't he?
Paul. He used to be bouncer here.
That's where I'd seen him before. Yeah. I couldn't work out where I'd seen him.
He was here from the very first because he worked for Hills, you know, that sort of gangster crew from Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
He was there sort of. They had a few clubs and pubs in this area at the time.
just a sort of head of the their team.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen this.
Trouble shot around the various establishments. And he went solo. He got he was doing a regular thing up at Ocean Edge, I think, somewhere. Yeah. Ocean Edge. So he sort of went on his own and then went back into building and decorating, and then when the Empire opened, he started there from the off. But now he's sort of seems to be running the damn place. Because the licensee's been made redundant now, hasn't he? Oh, you don't know it, you won't know it. So Mark, this guy called Mark, so Paul's taking over that now, so I mean, he's doing everything.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get a night down there DJing as well.
I was told you had got one.
Hmm?
I was told you'd got one or two.
Yeah.
In fact, I was told you've got two nights.
That's nice to know, isn't it?
Well, it was from the Radio Lancashire, Nigel Midgley.
Oh, see. Well, fair enough. No, I mean, I was talking to this
Morecambe Lancer to Pathé News.
Yeah, entertainment manager.
Yeah.
Sort of DJs every night, and
he's
just sort of been doing this job for a week.
He booked a load of bands, hasn't he?
Hmm.
I'm a little bit out of touch on that.
Well, he's
level,
did two Unlimited, Rosal, and all this sort of, these sort of, well, actually PA jobs, really. Sing a couple of songs and over a backing tape, and that's it. I don't know, I've never actually been in a place where they've done that sort of thing, really.
Yeah.
Two Unlimited's the first one, I think. We've had a couple of.
I mean, Two Unlimited ought to do all right. If it's going to do all right, then that ought to do really. But he's getting a bit carried away. I mean, he was talking to Nigel about doing the levellers in the tent. You know, that'll put, we can put 4,500 people in for that.
Well, he was also
700 in the
Sugar
House, maybe.
They're playing Guildhall, aren't they?
Yeah, but there's a difference between playing Guildhall and filling Guildhall.
True. I don't know, they're damn popular, tell you. I mean, they're probably one of the best selling albums of last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. I mean,
it wouldn't do 4,000.
I would have thought that for Morecambe, they're probably looking at like 1,000, 1,100 people, if you know, it'd be a good one. I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of trying to sort of like
get
foot in the door a bit, see if I can sort of.
Go on.
And this guy is thinking, you know what he's doing really, so.
Yeah.
Sort of, well, a couple of nights DJing will do me for a start.
Who's doing the Wednesday night then?
Well, he's doing it. Well, I wouldn't mind doing the Wednesday actually, because I can do that sort of student-y disco, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
And I'd have to get to work on Thursday, so that always helps. Likewise for Saturday nights here, I'm alright, I don't have to get up in the morning. Yeah,
what is it on Wednesday? Is it 10 till 2 or 9 till 2 or 10? What do you do, a bus shuttle?
I think so. I think I had two buses on this week, just gone. I'm going to go back if there's any more.
It's a long haul, isn't it, how many students are out in Morecambe now? Must be a fair number.
I've no idea, to be honest. It's not as many as there used to be.
No. I mean, when I came in, virtually half the population was out. I mean, there was nearly 1,000 people out in Morecambe. Considering the uni was then only about 2,800 strong. But there's quite a lot of development in Lancaster now for student residents. All that stuff around stories, right across area.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. Part of St Martin's College, really, isn't it? That,
some of it is. I thought some of it was the uni. But, I mean, if the uni goes to 10,000 in, what was it scheduled for, about 95, 96? It's quite quick.
It's
very quick, really. I mean, it's 5,000 now? So, I mean, you're talking...
Six.
You're talking about doubling in size, basically, aren't you, in for the next 3 years?
Mm.
It's going so.
Yeah. brown cow have to get an extension?
Like sardines now, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, it's unpleasant, isn't it?
It's always been popular with Stevens, hasn't it? Mm. About the only pub that is.
Barry's doing alright now.
Is it?
He's sort of got a student in there. A new landlord's been there about 12 months, I think. It's always packed out with students these days.
What's he got, some student bar staff or something? Mind you, it's convenient for the sugar house, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought the tramway, the Yorkshire and the Priory were always going to do quite well at the sugar house, but in actual fact, it was only really the Yorkshire House did anything directly out of it.
Well,
because Carr went in.
A crotty little pub there, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, but he should have done all right.
Yeah.
What's that?
But he's sort of a young sort of landlord, you know, he's into his real ale and he gets his guest beers and all this sort of thing. He's got a better jukebox. And sort of
what are we talking about? The Priory now? Yeah. And there's that free house, but that's quite small, isn't it? Just along the.
Oh, that place, yeah.
Lord Nelson or whatever it's called.
Lord Ashton.
Used to be a station, didn't it?
It's only as big as a bloody outside toilet in there, though, isn't it?
Well, tiny. It's not. Have you been in since they did it up?
Once, yeah.
I mean, it's bigger now than when it was before. I mean, before it was all. I remember when they stuck a pool table in there and it was pretty dreadful. We went down and played pool once night. Two pool teams in there and you couldn't move in the place.
Yeah, I remember that actually. I played there once before it was done up.
Yeah.
Well,
Louis
has got that,
hasn't he?
George
Whittaker.
You
used to have
shit
in the old
record.
Might be an idea, DJ.
Not that there's anybody here.
There is, there's two punters.
That's it in the corridor.
Well, that's because the records are crap. You used to have a what?
Ship down Queen Street. George Whittaker.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny old guy. I wasn't even talking to him. I didn't know him from the walk on, you know. I wasn't talking to him one night. I mean, he doesn't have a consistent opening or anything. He opens when he fancies, don't you?
About
7-8 o'clock at night. And, yeah, that's right. It's one day he doesn't open.
I went through on Sunday. I thought, well,
How are we doing?
Evening. Ken?
Yeah?
You coming back down?
Yeah.
Can you bring me a pint of lime and lemon with some lots of ice?
Yeah, of course, Ken.
Cheers, thanks.
I was going to go in for a Sunday dinner once. I've got
to shut.
Get out of my dinner.
What, in the Lord Ashton? Does it? No, it does nail,
doesn't it?
What the like of you?
I've never been in, I was just going to try it. Something different.
There's
a lot of sports quiz coming off soon. I'm thinking about going in for it. Me and a couple of others. I want to try it once.
He did have, when he opened, of course, he was one of the few houses to have pancakes that had bodies, didn't he? Had bodies on the bar, didn't he?
Still got bodies.
Yeah, I know, but like everybody's got bodies now. Now Whitbread's taken them over, banging them in everywhere, aren't they? I mean, they're only used to be like the Plough and the Bath and the New Inn, isn't it, really? And now every pub's got it on now. And it's not as nice a pint as now Whitbread's have taken over. Half a pint.
They reckon Lancastrians have got a good pint of bodies.
The one on Lancaster Road?
No, the one back at the police station. Lankies now.
Lankies, yeah.
They've got a good pint of bodies.
Right.
That's from work,
that's
what I'm saying. They
went in for the week. Oh, God, I haven't been in there for years. Used to be, yeah, I remember it. I remember when it was the Lancaster,
yeah.
Used to have a disco upstairs, one of the first pubs in Manchester to have a disco. It was a regular part of the pub.
Well, Lancers.
Yeah. Or Lancastrians,
yeah.
It would then was.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, actually. Well, maybe I should ask Jean, I don't know.
Who?
March. Oh, yes.
No, ask me, because she won't be around then.
Right.
What?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Wedding. Private until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't want a buffet or anything, just like that. Just sort of.
Yeah, fine.
Get them down at whatever 9 o'clock or whatever they want to time start.
Yeah.
And they're all the same sort of punters anyway, yeah. Sort of.
Well, I mean, are you playing records from beforehand?
Mm.
As long as they know that it might change slightly after 11.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it's not old. It's not the sort of folks and everything. It's just all sort of mates and stuff like that.
Fine. If you want to do it, half eight or whatever till 11 or no problem. How many are you talking?
I don't know yet. A couple of hundred, maybe. Probably less.
I was going to say, I've heard these before.
Well, I mean, the trouble is, I mean, they're looking for somewhere to have it.
I've given out 300.
Well, that's what reminded me.
Sit around with 20 people.
The Lank is one of the places they were thinking of upstairs, you see, for it. But the chances are nobody want to go till after the pubs anyway, with these dudes, so, because it's not actually. And they're having a sort of reception after the wedding for everyone in the family. It's like a night do, you know. Mm. But, my mates and such.
When's the wedding and when's the reception?
Well, it's all on the same day.
I realised it was on the same day.
No, it's Saturday the.
No, time. What time are they?
No,
is there a gap? I mean, how big is the gap between like the reception and the party? Anything?
I'm not clear.
I mean, are they likely to run into one another? Are people likely to stay in one? And
oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's a morning wedding and then a sort of midday reception. Torres owned a bloody gas station, something ridiculous. Married in Torres home, reception in Goldgate.
Oh, Goldgate. What?
Night doing in Morecambe.
Playing field at back at Plowden.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it's just, I mean, it might not happen. It was just like,
yeah.
I said, well, I'll probably be alright if they want to do it, because they wanted me to do the disco, you see.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm working that night. I said, well, how about,
Who is it? People, not that I'm like to know, I mean, what is it?
They've been here before, they're sort of like, I don't know them very well. The lass used to live in my house.
I've been in here and they still want you to do the disc.
Top man, mate, top man.
Hey, I tell you what, last Saturday, I had Alistair singing your praises.
Alistair who?
Alistair as in loony psychopath Alistair.
Right. Why is that then?
Well, we were talking about the rave and what was wrong with it, and he was saying basically it was. They got four DJs who were all techno, and they were like brilliant. He said, you know, you won't get better techno DJs, he said, outside London, and then even then they're going to be pushing it. I mean, they're all their own mixes. They do all their own mixes and everything, and the scratching guy said he's the best he's ever heard anywhere. He said, but it's the same all night long, you know. And I said, well, I know nothing about that kind of music, but that's the impression I got. I was just stood behind the bar thinking, thinking, yeah, this is just very samey. Just sounds really samey. So, cheers then. So he said, it's like, you know, it's like if Mark played, you know, thrash all night long on Saturday night, you're going to have 50 or 60 people who think it's wonderful, but you're never going to get more than 50 or 60 people. So he was taking it over a couple of weeks. Anyway.
All right.
Cheers, Ken. Thanks. Cutting along. Story short. He was saying how good you were. He said, because we were talking about DJs in general and how it's basically a performing art as much as anything else, you know, you've still got to react to your audience and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And he was
well, he was
saying you taught him everything he knows. I thought, this isn't the same Alistair that I know and love. He was saying how he used to stand awestruck in the sugar house and listen to you all night long and learnt all the tricks of the trade. I thought, Mark, in the sugar house, he's pissed most of the time.
That's
why that was
good. No, it's Mrs. E was when I give him a job there.
And anyway, you ought to try. You ought to try telling the student executive.
Yeah, well, he does get a bit.
No, but I mean, this was like midday on a Saturday. It was no adrenaline buzzing, no. Well, he doesn't drink anymore, but.
Yeah, he's still smoking as well, isn't he?
Aye. He was actually reasonably pleasant. Except when he went off into flights of fantasy about battling up and down motorways in cars. Sorting out drug dealers the length and breadth of the British Isles.
Fucking Robin Hood. The Scottish version.
Yes, Rob Roy.
Yeah, well, I think he's probably the 100 quid he owes me anyway. He's owed me for a year. This amount.
What's that for?
Records.
Oh, and
he bought himself a BMW, but he can't pay his record bill.
Ooh, sounds like trouble, mate. Does Trevor still buy? What's that with Brooks?
Don't know. He's got a new mix of it. Don't know that.
It's what?
It's still open.
Oh, yeah. I know. I just wonder what's. Last I heard, the receiver was trying to pull it into the collapse, but.
Well,
it's the only club in Lancaster, that's the problem. I mean, the Sugar House is a student place, it always will be. And
it is crap.
What, Brooks?
Brooks, there's a town nightclub to go.
There's no alternative, is there?